Park City's representative to the state legislature, Craig Powell, says his bill that would remove the so-called Zion curtains from Utah restaurants barely made it out of committee with a close 8-7 vote. Several members of Utah's Restaurant Association turned out to speak in support of the bill, but whether it will get past the Senate, where it died last year, he says, remains to be seen.
So that bill is now moving to the House floor, the alcohol. Overall, it's just some new ideas that I put in there, Leslie, in terms of putting a notice out on the entrance to the restaurant, and I'm just trying to shake up the conversation a little bit on it.
Senate Bill 54, the compromise bill between lawmakers and the Count My Vote supporters, is on its way to the governor.
Most sides are quite satisfied with what was, to me, really a remarkable compromise between the leaders of Count My Vote initiative petition and legislative leaders, so that the version of the proposal now that is actually all the way on its way to the governor, both the Senate and the House have passed it, does preserve the caucus and convention system. It requires some absentee voting to be allowed through the caucus and convention system. It does require unaffiliated voters to be able to participate in party primaries, in other words, open primaries. And then most importantly, it requires this alternative route to the primary ballot, which is what Count My Vote has been pushing for years, which would basically allow someone to get signature petition, get enough signatures, and get on the primary ballot without going through the caucus and convention system.
But the wild card, he says, is whether the Utah Republican Party, who doesn't like how the bill changes the system, challenges it on constitutional grounds.
Not the legislature, but the Utah Republican Party leadership is now talking very seriously about suing the state and the legislature over this law if the governor signs it, because they believe that political parties have the right not to be interfered with in the choice of their nominees by government.
What Republicans find most objectionable, he says, is that the bill provides for an alternate route to getting a name on the ballot without going through the caucus system,
which essentially allows somebody to bypass the entire system that the Republican Party has set up for decades to choose their candidates and just become the Republican nominee without really even going through the Republican Party system. That's, I think, the thing that's most objectionable.
Powell was also successful at getting his bill approved that would change how petition drives are handled in the future, specifically in Summit County, when residents challenged the proposed tax increase for service area number 6. They got voters living outside the district to support the petition when it didn't stand to impact them.
I was able to get the bill passed this year. It's passed both House and Senate. Now it's on its way to the governor, that says if a county legislative body in that circumstance raises taxes and it's only going to affect sub-jurisdiction within the county, then the only people who are allowed to gather signatures and the only people who are allowed to vote on it in November, if it gets on the ballot, would be the people who live in that area who are going to be affected by the tax.
Powell is especially proud of a bill that a student constituent brought to him to allow teenagers to act as poll judges on Election Day.
This bill really kills two birds with one stone by not only finding an additional pool of people who can work as election workers on those elections that we need to staff, but it also, of course, helps involve young people so that they'll hopefully have higher voter turnout. So I was really, really happy for this student who worked with me on this, and it's on its way to the governor.
Although the concern that students will be missing school was never brought up at any committee hearings or on the House floor, he says he thinks missing a day of school is a good trade-off for students to be involved in the election process. Powell was also happy to see a bill that would privatize 4 Utah golf courses, including 2 in Midway, Soldier Hollow, and Wasatch Mountain State Park, killed in committee. He says a couple dozen golfers from Park City and Midway testified at the hearing and made an impact. The Utah legislature has until Wednesday at midnight to finish this year's business. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.